You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
It's time now to welcome back our friend from Channel 2, Mark Ibanez, with his sporting life. And good morning. Another week has come and almost gone.
Isn't that the truth? I celebrated my 1 year COVID anniversary of working from home, which will be in the Guinness World Book of Records of most sportscasts done in boxer shorts.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wonder, should we get a trophy or how do we celebrate this?
A gift certificate to Calvin Klein.
That's what I was over.
Noted.
Oh boy.
That, I'll take that. Oh man, but you know what's funny is because of the fact that we haven't been able to, really go anywhere, obviously, everybody at the station is kind of taking their vacations in little like 1 to 2 day increments. And that's what I've been doing. I've been taking like Fridays or Mondays off, and psychologically it helps knowing you only have a 4 day work week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this week, because of scheduling conflicts and what have you, to be honest, this is the first Monday through Friday I've actually worked in a long time, because I kind of, took my vacation with the drips and drabs or whatever they call it. Mm. And I have not worked very many 5 day weeks. Brutal. Unbelievable.
That's painful. That's painful.
Back-breaking labor of preparing your sports cast.
That's right. That's
calluses
right.
On your hands.
I'm worn out. Of course, we always, older guys at the station like myself, make fun of the younger guys, the millennials, who, basically want everything hand delivered to them like room service every day.
But I was actually dreaming of room service the other day. Like, what would it feel like to lay in bed and not have a child wake me up and not have to get up and then just have bacon delivered to me? That sounds magical.
Such are the fantasies of parenthood, right?
Right?
I see the glimmer of a new entrepreneurial opportunity for someone. It goes beyond
bacon in bed, beyond
DoorDash. It's breakfast in bed.
And childcare.
Babysit your children while you eat.
Bacon home delivery, call it.
I mean,
we bring home the bacon. We're working this out,
dude,
right?
Dude, this is amazing.
Is. Okay.
Nobody listen and steal our idea. Do you like how I already accepted it as my idea too?
Good job.
I said
we can become Jeff Bezos together. And speaking of that, you guys, I don't know if you heard this, but Amazon, the National Football League, announced their new contracts for the television networks. Mm-hmm. And so now Amazon is getting into the football broadcast business.
They are.
And they're going to be doing Thursday night football. And I guess if you want to watch football on Thursday night, you guys might know more than I. So my understanding is you've got to stream it, right?
Exactly.
It's not going to be broadcast. That's
Prime Video.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do that.
I ranted and raved a few years ago when the whole NFL network stuff started, or the on-demand, where you paid the extra for the NFL packages, right?
Right.
And I said, this is the thin end of the wedge. Before you know it, everything we're used to getting for free is going to cost an extra $3, $5, $10. Oh. And sure enough, that's it's exactly the way it's gone. I wasn't like a prescient to know that. It was just obvious. And here's another bit of that. And I think there's going to be a lot of your like average football fan who's really going to resent this.
Yes, I could not agree more. And I also, I'm bummed about it because Fox Sports Channel 2, we used to do the Thursday night games, and we used to get to do an hour post-game show, which was a lot of fun to do, and local viewers liked it and all that kind of thing. And it's gone. And, you know, I think the future, I think you're definitely onto something with regard to the future of televised sports. I have said for a long time, too, that I think what you're going to be able to do in the future is kind of pay a certain kind of a fee, and you'll be able to watch almost like an R-rated version of the sport. In other words, like, I think they're going to put microphones in the dugouts, on the sidelines, in the players' helmets, and they're not going to mute it out or bleep it, whatever you call it. And
it's
going to
cause
gonna
a lot of problems for the players, some players.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's where it's going. I think the fan has such easy access now in all sports to the video itself that I think what you're going to do is they're going to try and set it apart. And the trend will be to get toward bringing you closer to the actual action by putting microphones and cameras where they haven't been in the past. I mean, I think like in football, I think you'll be able to push an icon and you'll be able to watch a game, say, for instance, from the quarterback helmet.
Yeah.
You know,
there'll
be a camera in the helmet and you'll say, I just want to see how it looks, the view he's seen or the running back or what have you.
It's like a live video game at that point.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say,
exactly.
One of the playoff games that just passed in football was what they called SkyCast. Did you see that?
That sounds familiar, but you know, it's early, Barry. wake the cobwebs up.
it was that alternative feed that was on Nickelodeon or some other channels, and
there was no announcer,
and the view was like you said, the view was very video game, and I thought this is perfectly catered to people who play Madden NFL all the time because it has that angle, and that look, and that feel.
Yep, that's the way it's going. Yeah. I think the gamers are taking over. And, you know, let's face it, let's be honest. The greed of professional sports knows no bounds when they figure out how they can further capitalize it. And, you know, the bottom line is I really feel bad for Jeff Bezos. I
mean,
sure. He needs more money.
Don't we all? Poor guy.
Yeah.
So let's segue over to Steph Curry for a moment. Talk about feeling sorry for somebody.
Yeah, I truly do. Taylor, did you happen to, I'm just wondering, you know, it's not a hardcore sports fan per se. Did you happen to see the video of the spill he took the other night in Houston?
I did not. Barry told me that he bruised his tuchus.
Yeah.
But I have not seen the actual video.
I wish I would have thought of that word when I reported it.
Tuchus?
It's so much more descriptive than a tailbone contusion is the way I described it.
That's boring. No way.
Yeah.
Okay,
it
I'm
really
watching
is.
It right now.
Yeah, and I mean, it's if you've ever fallen on your tailbone, and I hope you have not, it is so painful.
Oh, I have.
And, yeah, and he's not going to play tonight. He's listed as doubtful.
Oh,
they're playing in Memphis.
Ow.
And yeah, and you know, if we look at that, that is a perfect example. If you can picture that video in your head of Steph falling, there were no fans there to break his fall. Ordinarily, you know, you've seen those courtside seats and everything. And when the players fly out off the court, they always stop them, you know. And
Well, it happened off camera from the one I'm seeing. But that looks painful.
If I have to refer to that, I will now. It's going to be a bruised tuchus. He suffered a bruised tuchus.
I expect that to actually happen.
See, that's a perfect example of how a non-hardcore sports fan can do a better job of describing the injury to the general public. Everybody would have known what you were talking about.
Exactly.
Right?
When I bruised my tuchus, it was not as magical as that. I was going down a slide at a playground. And ooh. I flew off the slide and just landed. And boy, that was, yeah. I think I was in seventh grade. And to this day, I have repercussions from it.
Really? Yeah.
I think I broke it or something. Wow. I don't know.
Broke
trying
tuchus.
To tell me it's mm-hmm. it's still a pain in the butt for you, right?
Ah!
Okay.
No, I think we've all been. Barry, you need to share your tuchus story.
There was a morning my dad and I were about to depart for a ball game or to go fishing or something. It was early in the morning. It was kind of cold, and I ran out to run down the steps from the front porch.
Oh, no.
And it was just a little bit wet. You know how you make that kind of, you break a little bit before you start to go down the steps. And my feet just shot out from under me, and I made a one point landing on the tailbone. You know,
like, there's no time to, no time to brace yourself,
nope.
you know, to put a hand out and break your fall. And,
yeah.
and you know, that's kind of the thing. I mean, we're kind of making light of it, but you know, the thing with the Warriors these days, I mean, remember the 5-year magical run of them making the finals? It seems like since then, not many good things have happened. It's mm-hmm. like they're plagued by injuries, and Steph Curry's been hurt, and Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, you know, all these things. And, you know, the Warriors, who brought such joy to Bay Area fans, really globally, they brought joy with the way they played. It's just been this crash back to earth for them, you know. They're just, nothing's gone right. And you know, so I feel bad. Steph Curry is truly, I tell you guys, people ask me all the time, like, who's the biggest jerk that you've ever interviewed, or who's, you know, who's the nicest guy? I mean, Steph Curry is definitely in my top three. What you see is what you get. That guy is a class act. And certainly wish him a quick recovery.
He just spoke out, actually, because you're saying he's a nice guy. He spoke out about the NCAA women's tournament weight room versus the men's. Have you seen that? The women's weight room is like a pyramid stack of barbells. That's it.
Right.
And the men's have this palatial like weight room. And they said, oh, it's a space issue. Steph Curry was like, wow, really? Come on.
Right. Right. And he's a huge spokesperson to advocate for women's mm-hmm. athletics. He has two daughters, and his sister played big time NCAA volleyball.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's great. And he has stated that he wants to be part of owning a women's, you know, the WNBA. And so you need voices like that to try and bring some equality between men and women's sports. There are gains being made. I mean, when I started sports casting in 1979, it was outrageous to think that there would be a women sportscasters, and not only that, access into the locker rooms and all that stuff. And so, you know, that people don't even blink anymore, right? I hope they don't.
And women coaching, women refereeing,
Well, he was really active too. Chris Morrison, who's a local firefighter here and a friend of mine, his daughter Riley, she created a women's Nike shoe with Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. So he's right.
Yeah. That was a huge story. Right.
Mm-hmm. And now she's in a book that's like being sold at Target. It's like awesome what her letter to him and what he decided to do with that. He could have ignored it and instead created this awesome, awesome thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great
local
story.
This is a Steph Curry praising hour, apparently.
Well, he deserves it. Get the women's athletic. Anybody who has a daughter, I think, certainly understands, you know, the need for that. And they shouldn't be stymied in any way, shape, or form about their athletic, you know, aspirations. And we've made progress, you know. Nobody even looks twice.
For example, my daughter wants to be a lion right now, and she is on a nightly basis crawling around the kitchen.
Not a Detroit lion, not a Nittany lion,
just a lion. She's real good at it, so I'm going to encourage her to keep going.
There you go. good.
See how far she can take it.
Channel 2
buys you a season pass to the zoo, you'll know
there
you're
you go. Channel 2's Mark Ibanez with The Sporting Life. Lots of fun. Thanks for your time. We'll watch you this weekend. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Taylor, you take care of your tookus, and let's work on that bacon delivery service.
I'm
okay?
on it. I'm going to brainstorm.
All right. Okay. Take care.
We're there.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.